We resume our studies in Matthew's Gospel this morning, and we read in the 17th chapter. Matthew chapter 17, reading at the beginning, the story of the transfiguration of Christ. And after 6 days, that is to say, 6 days after the incident at Caesarea Philippi, when Peter confessed Christ as the Messiah, the Son of the living God, and when Jesus began to speak about the Son of Man having to suffer and be crucified, and rebuked Peter for remonstrating with him at this teaching. After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with him. Luke's Gospel tells us that Moses and Elias spake with him concerning his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Matthew doesn't in fact mention this. He simply mentions that Moses and Elijah appeared with Jesus in the mount. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man, until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elijah is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist.